Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I also think that my special guest is on the phone. Is that?
I believe your special guest is on the phone.
Can we go to my special guest?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Hill Dog.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid. Hey, Schmugalicious.
Wow.
What's going on, LB?
Well, I had the brain doctor today, which was
Did he find anything there, by the way? Active?
You'd appreciate it, Smug.
Yeah,
it was
good.
Great because it was there were no goals that had to be set for myself. It was figure out which squiggly line. Can you redraw the squiggly line? Was it this squiggly line or that squiggly line? Can you put the right squares with the right
circles.
Whatever pattern? Wait, no, they had patterns. Triangles with balls and the
triangles
ball
with the, balls. That sounds like you.
And then
yes.
The triangles were backwards, and I couldn't tell. So it was awesome. I failed miserably. It was really good. The best part was he read like a paragraph to me of a story, and I was like, okay, so there was the lady in the cafeteria, and then there was a bunch of stuff I should have remembered, and I'm like, and there was a cop at the end, and so I figure if I put those two together, either there was a shooting at a school, or there was a food fight, or somebody robbed somebody's lunchbox.
Hey, are you sure that the cop at the end was a part of the story and not what happened to you, buddy?
Yeah, it was another banner day with the docs. It was pretty funny, man.
Well, it's kind of sad, LB. It's kind of sad over here. Only like 5 or 6 hours left of this place. We spent 20 something years together.
Well, don't be sad. I think what you built and Schmug. I've known you from the very, very, very beginning, and I was allowed to be a part of the show thanks to Hillman and yourself and Julie Kahn with all the shenanigans I pulled off over the years, and I got to hang tough and be a part of what I would consider one of the best morning shows in the country or anywhere. So now I do radio in my living room.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm going to be doing radio too, LB.
Welcome to the club, LB.
Yeah.
At midnight, we're doing that too.
Yep.
I never realized what I would take from you doing the radio in between the houses.
That's right.
Right. See?
Yeah.
Doing the fake radio. So I'm like, I got to do the fake radio. And I do it to the TV, and just in case I get a call, I'll still have the stupidity, but I'll still have some semblance of radio.
Well, we
love you, buddy.
We had a lot of memorable moments and a lot of moments that aren't memorable.
I'm glad somebody remembers them, kid. Because I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Daisy's to work. Not conducive to morning driving.
No.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. That was a good start. Yeah.
But, LB, people have been asking us about you, you know, for months and months. And, you know, everybody on the text line now is like, oh, thank God LB's going to be on before the station goes off the air. And everybody just wants you to know that they miss you and that they love you.
Well, I love all of you, and we were a great family, and we were together for a lot of years and did a great job. Had more fun than I think any other radio station could have, I will say at the end, I miss the Naked Chicks. I thought maybe we could bring the Naked Chicks.
Oh, Mr. X.
Back.
Times change.
Why don't you do that in your living room? That would be one of the things.
I should pay strippers to come over and drop their laundry.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would go with The Price is Right. And what's the one with Pat Sajak there?
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune. So I'm back. Those are my back-to-backs. I never miss them, and so it's good over here at the buyer's residence. I don't travel much because of my squash. I see things, and I got that going on again. You'll love that. I see people like they're real people, and they're walking into my garage, and then I go flying out of here with the knife into the garage. And
that's comforting.
I'm so disappointed. You know,
LB, how many Jim Sokolov commercials have you seen? Would you say in the last 6 months?
Yeah, well, I had a good time. I think it was last weekend. I think it was Saturday, and I was gonna fight a mixed martial arts, this big 6'5" mixed martial arts guy, black belt, jacked out of his mind, and I accepted the challenge to fight him
in real life.
Obviously, I was delirious on my couch.
Yeah.
So I get up, and I go out. I put my shoes on, my sneakers on. I go out onto my back lawn beside the garage. Great, nice-sized area. And there I am, standing there. The guy's in front of me. I'm gearing up. I'm like, I'm telling myself, you're totally going to get one punch, but don't back down. You got to do this. He'll knock you out, so you won't feel it. It's not going to be a big deal. And then I got a tap on the shoulder, and Officer Scott from Holliston PD he taps me. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm gonna fight that guy. He's like, you're going to fight that guy? And I'm like, yeah. He's having some fun with me. He's like, who is it? I'm like, I don't know, but it's a challenge, and I'm accepting the challenge. He's like, come on, LB. Nope, nobody's there. I'm like, no, he's right there. He's like, no, nobody's there.
It was Barack Obama.
No. So anyway, he walked me back into my house and offered to stay with me and make sure I was okay. And I'm like, I'm okay. I was just hallucinating again. And then I forget the other town's police officer that showed up as well. I think it might be Medway or some other town. So I want to. Whoever that officer was, if you're listening, thank you very much for putting me back in my house so I don't stumble all over the backyard.
Did you wander into Medway?
No, oh. Not yet.
Not yet.
Too much exercise.
I'm good. Even in my delirium, I don't like exercise.
No exercise.
Hey, LB, it's Kevin. I just wanted to thank you again for the day I left here. Picking me up like a baby and carrying me around the block. That was really nice of you. And I think you know all the stuff you got going on. I think you're going to make a beautiful woman. So don't let anybody tell you anything different.
Now, you know what? I got the moves. I got the moves to do it, Kev. All I got to do is lose the gut. A couple of liposuction sessions, and I'm good to go, Lindy. It's easy,
Hey, LB,
people will recognize it right away. I'll be Lindy Byers with a big set of guns. I'll lose some weight, get down to about $130. I'll be strutting, strutting the bars again. And then the best part is when people find out that I was Lyndon Byers of the Bruins, the Boston Bruins.
Oh, you played on the Bruins?
Yeah. And then they're going to bang me anyway because they're Bruins fans.
LB, we've been asking all of the people that have worked on the air at WAF over the years to step inside the AAF confessional, and I'm even afraid to ask you this question right now.
And keep in mind, we only have till midnight.
Right.
Yeah.
But is there anything that you got away with here that you never got caught? I can't even imagine that the answer is yes, but did you steal something or do something that none of us ever found out about, and now you're going to confess it?
No, you know, I was always pretty honest about everything. Well, I mean, extrapolated on the tails or...
Extrapolated on the tails?
I'm trying to think of the word that I should be... Like,
people judge you by the words you use.
Exactly.
Well, when I was late or, Listen, I will say this. No one believes it, but the skunk story was true.
But the measles story. You never had the measles.
No, I did not.
Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't crazy.
LB, remember,
no,
I hit
wasn't.
The ball further than you did, okay?
That's right.
Don't forget that, LB, you know?
Yeah,
you called me a shrimp, said I couldn't do anything, remember? And I whipped your butt in Pawtucket. Just a fact, that's all.
I hit like 27 foul balls. Off the batting cage.
You were embarrassing, quite frankly. Yeah. It was embarrassment being around you. You were sulking the whole time. You were almost crying. I felt for you, but I whipped your butt. Okay, reminding you, big guy.
I think the worst part about that whole day was we dressed in the Pawtucket Sox locker room, and the players were in there, getting ready for their game, and we're getting dressed, and they're looking at us like, what a bunch of clowns.
who are these two stooges?
Right. These are not athletes.
Do you remember who I was catching? Remember who was down there on rehab? And Eckersley started throwing me pitches because he was down there on rehab. He thought I was maybe some old coach.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
Right. And he definitely didn't think you were an old coach, Bryce.
Did he sign the ball?
No. I just got out of there as quickly as I could because he was throwing the ball so fast. Yeah. Come on now.
All right. Well,
hey. Yeah. It's good to hear from you, LB. A lot of people texting, calling, wondering how you are. And so thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I'm battling. It is what it is. And, we'll move forward. I got a beautiful family. Will's crushing hockey. Annie's Ansky, and she's the best mom and wife anyone could ever have. And I love the listeners. Much love back, and much love to you guys. And enjoy. And I'll see you out and about somewhere.
Well, we'll be guests on your radio show probably next week.
All right. I'll make sure I grab extra chairs for the living room.
All right, man.
All right, LB.
Thanks a lot, LB.
We love you, LB.
You got it.
Talk to you soon.
Lyndon Byers, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.